Not at all. I think the group we have here is a great group. Obviously, the organization does their homework, and you know, these are the guys that we're going to play with. And great group of guys. I got a chance to know them all and getting to know them every day. So I'm excited about this upcoming season.
How important is it having Ryan back there with you, too? It seems like your workload will still be big, but having him back there is certainly going to ease it a little bit.
Yeah, he's a great player. He's had a lot of success in this league, and Deuce knows running backs. He's played the position, so he knows what it takes to be the best. He knows what it takes to, you know, get the best out of each player. So I think with Sproles back there, Matthews and myself and a couple of young guys, I think we have a great running back run.
What kind of a different look do you give opposing defenses as opposed to Ryan?
I think we definitely have a lot of similarities. We both like to get, you know, downhill, and both very powerful guys. And but it's going to be trouble for them, you know, because, you know, it's not just me, it's not just Bro, it's also Matthews and all three of us, you know, so they got to study for all three of us, three different types of running backs and a lot of similarities. So, and we'll see how it goes.
Of all the players on the team, you probably have the most insight on Bradford. What have you seen from him compared to the last time you played him?
He's looking good.
Culture gets brought up a lot here with Chip Kelly. Big theme here. Is there any difference in culture from here to maybe Dallas?
I'm not comparing like I said, this is a great place to be, and I'm excited to be here.
How about for you? How's it working with the offensive line? There's a lot of new pieces, and I know you're new to this team, but for Eagles fans out there having this dynamic going on, what do you think is going on right now with the offensive line?
I think we're doing good. Like I said, I've been out here for a few weeks now, and these guys are looking good. You know, Coach Stout is a very, very smart coach, and he gets the best out of every guy on that line. And you know, we got JP obviously, and Kels, the two older guys, two veteran guys who've had a lot of success in this league, and I think younger guys are starting to follow them, and they're trying to compete for the starting jobs. We all are. Every day out here, you got to compete to keep your job, you got to compete to earn a job. So I think that's the mantra around here.
Do you think for Sam, not only gaining confidence back in that knee, but to have confidence in that offensive line?
You gotta ask Sam that. I'm not sure.
What about for you? How much confidence do you have?
I have a lot of confidence. Just like I said, great group of offensive linemen. Really good group. They work extremely hard.
One of the buzz phrases this whole offseason has been the one-cut runner that fits this offense well. Have you always been that style of runner, and what is the key to being that kind of offense?
I've always been a one-cut and getting downhill as fast as I can. Just it's hard to go east and west in this league. A lot of fast guys. Like I said, in order to get yards, get great production for your team, you got to go north and south.